You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Chosen by you. Welcome to the 95BFM Top 10.
Yeah, that was a weird to be real quick with that one.
Oh, okay. Hi, welcome to
Hello. Hey, we've got sound.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm great. 10 out of 10 professionalism on 95BFM Top 10.
It's kind of chaos in the studio here. We're not allowed to talk about it, but yeah, there's a lot going on right now.
we're sitting on chairs. I'm on the outside of, like and if you're familiar with the BFM studio,
yeah,
I'm,
Sam,
I'm not in my usual producer position, which is my...
You're outside the pod.
Yeah, I'm not the cool kids area.
Yep.
Yeah, I got a fun story when I was little. I was in Australia, and I got put in the kids area at this restaurant, and I got punched in the face because there was this like helicopter thing in this playground.
Yeah.
And you could spin the rotors on the helicopter.
Yeah.
And I was sitting in the area, and I didn't want to spin the helicopter thing because I was packing a sad because I was thrown at the play area of the restaurant. And then some other kid came and spun it, and I was like, please don't, you punch me in the face. I haven't thought about that in probably 15 years.
What a story.
BFM, bring it up. Old fun memories.
That's not just like an old memory. That's like a...
That's a deep cut.
That's a deep cut memory. That's like...
I'm staring at the desk kind of
That's like a single B-side memory
well,
right
like
there.
That's B-side that you dig out of something.
Yeah, that's like ripped from some tape recording, you know?
Oh, 100%. Actually, yeah. our friend Andre.
Yeah.
Of Superhighway, cool dude. He bought like a jazz vinyl,
yeah.
And in the sleeve was a 7-inch of Nazi Punk's F Off by the Dead Kennedys. So you got a twofer, what a deal.
What a
find.
Anyway,
you're on the 95 BFM Top 10. We're here to bring you the finest tracks of the week.
Oh, yeah.
And we're very excited.
Yep.
We have a good list this week.
Yeah, we do.
Lots of new tunes.
Yep.
Heaps of debuts last week. I think it'll be the same this week.
Yep.
But we look forward to sharing them with you.
Yeah. 5395, if you want to get in touch, text in.
I have a topic to talk going. About.
Sam has got a topic to talk about.
I lost
about
my glasses.
It. Yep.
5395, what's something that you don't know you're going to miss until you don't have it and you miss it?
Yep.
I'm running blind at the moment.
Yep.
My vision's fine, but sometimes I'm squinting to like read and shit, and I'm doing that a lot.
Yeah. Well, 5395, something that you absolutely need, but you don't realize you need until you haven't got it. Let us know.
Beans and sausages instead of just regular beans.
You're actually right. Spaghetti and sausages is better than
normal
spaghetti.
Number 10!
I don't even know what is in those sausages.
Love.
Anyway, kicking us off this week.
Make the boss giggle.
We've got the Flaming Lips with What Up 64 featuring Def Rain and Punchway Fuzz. You're on the 95 BFM Top 10 with Big J and Smashton. Stay with us.
Will you still be sending me a valentine?
Hey, greetings, valentine.
If I've been out to quarter to three.
We have realized that we've done something very, very wrong. I have done something very, very wrong. I'm not going to play this Beatles remix.
Turn my microphone on!
I'm not going to play this Beatles remix. This show has already fallen off the...
Off the rails.
I don't know how that song ended up in there.
That's all right. It's a bit of vibes. What are we going to do in the meantime? We're going to find another track to play.
No.
Now you want to just talk our way through it?
Talk our way through it.
We've got three people in the studio today. We have a mystery person who has asked specifically not to be named, even though we've named this person several times on the show. It's someone very dear to us. If you want to guess, 5395. It's not Celine Dion. We'll put it there.
Okay, I found the right song. This is Def Raccoon, Burns Like Hell, your actual number 10. Stay with us.
Circulating onslaughts for a self-sabotage, completed scheme. How to burn the final card that is now everything you are. I think that you are more than pixelated, bought from someone else. You deserve lunch and breakfast. Dinner comes when we're all skin and bones. We'll be right back.
60 feet of resolution excess. There is no resolution. I hope someone can see. TV static is out for me. Numbing my skin. Storming the sword. It takes my shit.
Def Raccoon, what's the song called, Jack?
That song was called Burns Like Hell.
Awesome song.
Yeah.
Awesome song. The correct number 10 for this week. A brand new song as well.
Yep.
Debutante to kick things off.
Yes.
Which we love here. It is frequently an occurrence, which is
great. Train wreck is continuing. Just super sorry for my...
That's all right.
My terribleness, but, you know, it's what makes us human.
That's all right. Exactly. Right. We have good music to compensate for our dodo-ness.
One thing that makes us human is things that we like.
Jeez.
And sometimes... we don't realize that we like something so much until it's gone.
Nice. Eggs. Someone texted in saying eggs is something they miss. It's something you don't know you miss until you don't have it. That is so true.
Yeah.
I love just making a big pile of eggs. Much tomato sauce. Mm. Apparently, the person who shall not be named has given me the biggest stink eye.
Yeah.
Not to my right.
Sauce for sure. It can go on anything.
Yeah.
But eggs.
On eggs, I put tomato sauce on a fried egg.
Anything else? Are you guys doing anything else with your eggs? Just tea sauce?
Well, tea sauce with a bit of toast. And if I'm feeling fancy, some bacon and mushrooms.
Gone from zero to 100s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just going to put a couple of little things, you know, just make a whole giant meal.
Yeah.
Instead of just a couple of eggs. You know, nothing much, just adding like multiple ingredients and like 20 minutes cooking time.
Yeah.
Nothing major.
Do you ever cook microwave scrambled eggs?
Shit, yeah, microwave. I eat beans straight from the tin.
Really?
That's a lazy
cold
snack.
Beans.
Cold beans from the tin.
You don't even put it on the stove?
God, no. Straight from the tin. Reminds me of war times.
Playing Fallout, yeah.
Pork and beans. Hey, should we do the next song?
Yeah, we'll do the next song. Someone else has texted a Nerd's Rope.
Nerd's Rope?
Yeah.
Hella.
I love a good Nerd's Rope.
Yeah, me too.
Yep. They're not common in this country.
No. Actually, next voice break. I've just come back from Australia. I'm going to talk about my favourite Aussie tricks.
All right. Sounds good.
Number nine
this week. It has been on the list for the last few weeks. Last week, it was your number four. It's back again. This is The Bright Ideas with Extra Extra. You're on the 95 BFM Top 10.
See you
Stay
soon.
With us.
Extra by The Bright Ideas. If you gave me a dollar for every time Extra Extra was said, I'd have roughly $18. Your mic's off, Jack.
I'm so used to. We're doing a new setup tonight, everyone.
Yeah, impromptu setup.
I'm really struggling. But someone's texted in about your baked beans. It's it's Glenn from Ngāmotu, and Glenn says cold baked beans from the tin, but they must be eaten with a fork. So you've got a supporter, Sam.
With a fork, interesting. I'm with the spoon. I want the more volume of beans at once. More volume of beans at once, the better.
Would like the sausage fall off the side of the spoon though?
I'm not.
You gotta like stab that. Quoting, like kind of hunt for it at the bottom of the can. Just
quoting
like,
a certain Tommy T. Cozy Living.
The Cozy Living.
I'm not regularly getting beans and sausages. You know, I'm not a gazillionaire.
Getting beans.
It's plain old beans.
This is mainly sauce.
What is?
Does it drop down your shirt?
On purpose.
You know that I'm a messy eater, right? So I have to sacrifice one of my shirts every few months that becomes, you know, the bean shirt.
The eating shirt.
And just, it always ends up in the wash. And there's just a red stain a lot of the time down the front.
How often do you
ruins every other shirt.
The bean shirt. It's just, oh my god. Glenn, love it. Thank you for your text. I would disagree. I think by eating with, going full caveman eating with your hands.
Yep.
Just get a handful of beans and just.
Yep.
That's tough.
Yeah.
Like anything bitty, like fried rice, risotto.
Risotto by the fistful?
Yeah, by the fistful. I mean, that's...
Hey, night market concept. 5 through 9, 5. Would you eat from my night market stall? Big ass pot of paella or fried rice. Pour take a handful. Grab as much as you can in one handful. Put it on a scale. Pay for the price. It's like Kiwi-O, but it's fried rice. But you have to grab it with your hands. This got absolutely.
Would you do tricks like those, like vendors, like that kind of ice cream?
Like, shit, yeah.
It's in your hands. No, it's not.
Shit would be everywhere. Go everywhere. Make such a mess.
Gotta bring your beans here. Yeah.
How about you bring me ingredients and I'll cook food for you? Health and safety nightmare. Terrible idea. 5 through 9, 5, night market stalls. We'd love to hear. Yeah,
do you have a crazy idea for the night market stalls?
Well, just a crazy idea. We go on. We just text anything.
Yeah.
Anything.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah. Number 8.
Number 8.
This is a debutante.
Ooh.
Which is great to see. This is Charmort. With Dublin.
Nice.
You're on the 95 BFM Top 10. Please don't go anywhere. Don't leave us alone. Mm. Stay listening.
Thanks for your tip, Lynn.
I'm just gonna
Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest.
So, what kind of stuff do you like?
I'm really into something independent that can satisfy the mainstream and the nerds. Kind of eclectic, but like in a chill way. Like your uncle would like it, but also your cool younger niece.
So, McLeod's then?
Yeah.
McLeod's Brewery tastes as good as it sounds. Based in Waipu, Northland, and family-owned, McLeod's proudly delivers quality brews with a selection of year-round, seasonal, and small-batch beers. Head to mcleods.co.nz to order yours today.
Ah, La Luna, you're so bright tonight. I must take your picture.
I'm really unphotogenic.
Bah, I must capture your beauty. You light up the sky and my heart.
It's just my curse to be photographed badly.
But Luna, I brought new pro gear equipment.
Oh, okay then.
Capture that moon picture no one else can with equipment from ProGear Photographic. Buy, sell, trade or rent, ProGear can do it all. Open now at 34 Ethel Street, Morningside, or go to progear.co.nz.
One, two, three.
Rough Trade's newest signing, the delightfully chaotic LA six-piece The Soaps, are about to unveil their debut album, Gold Star, on March 13th.
The Sextet's creative power has exploded all over this thrilling record that wrestles with the philosophy of what really being good looks like.
Gold Star by The Soaps. Out March 13th, wherever good music is found.
Go Cooler Music is giving away a guitar. Want to win it? Just text Go Cooler to 53955, spelled G-O-K-U-L-A, along with your B-card number and your favorite guitar player or riff, and you'll be in the draw to win a Cat's Eye Tokai acoustic guitar. Tune in to Dirtbag Radio Monday, March 30th from 7 to 9 p.m. to hear Rapley draw the winner. Cheers, Go Cooler Music, 378 Broadway, Newmarket.
It's music.
You can listen to us while you're at home doing some chores, or you can take us along for company while you're driving in your car.
Go to 95bfm.com for show podcasts.
93, 94, 95 BFM.
Welcome back, everyone, to the 95 BFM Top 10. This show is the most off-the-rails show we've ever done. But the text machine is on fire. Sam, your night market ideas fried rice spiel has inspired a lot of texts.
Has it? Wonderful.
We've got one here.
Yes, you specifically said, I don't want to read them until we get on air, so we get a live reaction. I'm excited.
We've got one here that says, try fried rice without eggs. That's a callback to our previous discussion about...
listening since the beginning of the show. Great
stuff. About the cosy livy and not being able to afford eggs.
Well, I could have fried rice without eggs. Fried rice is great.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I mean, just
with eggs, it's better.
Yeah. It's just a bonus. But without, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As long as it's got MSG and plenty of oil.
Yeah. And love.
And love.
Mm.
And rice.
Yeah, that's a pretty... That's, I feel like that's a given.
We've got another one from Glenn here about the further process of eating cold baked beans.
Now,
think, Smashin, you seem to be the expert on eating cold baked beans out of the tin.
It's an earned title.
Yeah.
It's not something to take lightly.
So this is your people here. So after eating baked beans with a fork, you wash them down with the bean juice to finish.
Are you separating the beans from the juice?
Yeah, so eating the beans first.
Oh, that's diabolical.
And then drinking the juice.
Glenn the fart machine. That's crazy, Glenn. I mean, you know what? If it's your way, that's awesome.
What's your process for eating cold baked beans?
Spoon. As fast as I can.
And are you getting the juice in with the beans at the same spoonful?
Going too fast.
Because Glenn uses a fork.
I mean, yeah, that makes
sense.
And
you use a spoon. So you're catching up all of the juice, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
And do you glug the juice down when you finish? Whatever's left over?
Yeah, of course. Not putting glorious gold, liquid gold in the bin. Come on. Come on. The can is cleaner than it was before the beans were in it after I'm done, that's for sure.
Yep.
And I sincerely hope that's the same for you. Because me and Glenn, we're on that wavelength. You know, we appreciate the good beans.
I've eaten spaghetti out of the can, and I eat the spaghettis first, and then I do drink the spaghetti juice.
Oh, damn. That's horrible. Yeah. No offense. My goodness. That's crazy.
You're not going to get all the juice on the fork.
Is it pretty like surgical, like separating the noodles?
No, you just, when you grab the noodles, all the sauce falls off and falls into the bottom. Not out of the can, I eat it out of the bowl.
Yeah, you're missing out.
Because I heat it up.
You don't like the tin taste?
I don't really like to eat, Tim. Typically.
You don't eat sheet metal?
On a typical day, I don't eat metal.
How else do you keep your bones strong?
And then we've got another night market stall idea.
Oh, yep.
This is just full strawberry and jam toasted sandwiches. Oh. Which...
Sign me up. Oh.
That actually sounds really good.
I that would be great. I reckon that's awesome.
Strawberry jam, maybe some cream cheese on it.
If I was wandering around the night market, I mean, I'd take a piece of toast, a couple bucks. That'd be gangster. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
5395, text it if you have any thoughts on what we're talking about.
Strawberry jam's great.
I don't really know what we're talking about.
Number 7.
I think we're just hungry.
Yeah. It's 7:32. This is number 7. This is a debutante from Tombs with Audrey.
Oh, hell yeah.
You're on the 95 BFM Top 10. Let's go. Yo.
By Tombs on the BFM, healthy, overdriven, sterling, or Music Man Stingray bass tone that makes me happy.
Yes.
One of the awesome two pieces from New Zealand. We have great two pieces here.
We do.
Down under.
Yes, we
love
do.
To hear it. We're someone, back in the original positions. We've shifted back to our normal positions.
We're talking about God knows what today, and someone's just told me that eating canned spaghetti juice is diabolical.
It
what else are you supposed to do with it?
Eat it as part of the spaghetti.
If it's on toast, I'll eat it with part of the spaghetti. But I'll eat it. I'll drink it separately. And I'll scoop it up with the fork as well and eat it that way.
Yeah. Oh, Jack, you're crazy.
Number six.
We have got another debutante smashing. What is it?
It is Language 2.0 by Crook.
You're on the 95 BFM Top 10. We are coming up to the second half of the list. See you soon.
5295. Favorite savory juices.
To contain you, my words
Language 2.0 by Crook.
That's the second time that's happened.
Yeah.
But hey, Language 2.0 by Crook. Rocky show tonight.
Yeah, a lot of rock music. Yeah, lots of distortion.
Hey, 5395, were you at the Tyson Girl show last night?
Yeah.
I was. Awesome show. Great stuff. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Number five.
Number five, we have got a debutante song, but
a huge debutante
with an artist that we are very, very familiar with up here.
Yeah.
It is none other than Aldous Harding with One Stop. You're on the 95 BFM Top 10 with Big J.
And Smash Dib.
You were making noises on the microphone.
Yep. You're the B.
I've been way too long. There's a tree that I used to climb. Put my things in a long line. I love the streets here at night. I'm gonna write what I know. Things I know for a long time. I met the real John Cale. He had no words, but I don't mind. I packed the stuff.
Aldous Harding slowing down the pace of
very,
the show.
Very relaxing.
Yeah.
I'd listen to that on a nice sunny day.
That's kind of like having a nice glass of wine on the train.
I presume this is like a more scenic train.
Yeah.
You recent Europe train.
Well, I'm talking about, you know, a countryside train, you know, small stations.
Yeah.
Having a cup of coffee.
Yeah, not the Auckland Transport train to Pukekohe.
Yeah. Well, that
I mean, you could. Probably not a good idea.
Yeah.
Maybe a Powerade instead. Purple Powerade. Great Powerade. That's close enough.
What's your favourite Powerade?
All green.
Green
Powerade.
Mine, I'm just classic blue.
Yeah.
5395, what's your favourite Powerade?
Okay, now we're on the rails tonight.
Yeah, we are trying to figure out what's
literally,
going on.
Literally, I just realised that's a metaphor for something. We are just having a lot of fun.
Yep.
Number four!
Number four,
Smash. This is a debutante.
Yes, it is. It got lots of votes, yep. Which is, well, I mean, yeah, it did. That's why it's on the list.
I think the top four songs all got many, Peace many votes.
Which is great. We yep. absolutely love it. It is To Be Real by Huzgy featuring yep. Urtica Ferox. Enjoy. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely cackling off air.
The texts have been rolling in like yep. nobody's business.
Yeah, I think we've unlocked something with this absolute batshit chat that we've had tonight.
That was number four. That was Huzgy. Brand new yes. track. Very cool stuff. Asking favorite Powerade flavors, and we've had two generational back-to-back
yep.
tests.
Yep.
Number one is Homer colored, which is obviously yellow, but that's my favorite description yep. of yellow ever. Homer colored.
So I can't think of the name of the color, but it's the one that Homer Simpson is.
Homer colored. Homer colored. And then this is probably my favorite text we've ever had on a BFM show that we've done. Powerade Smurf Piss Blue for the win.
Yeah.
I agree.
I love drinking Smurf Piss.
Oh, wow. Clip that. Turn it into a sting. Max, you're listening. Hopefully that happens. Wow. What a show it's been. We have just over 10 minutes left, and we got to pump through the top three.
Number three.
Speaking of the devil, this one is a brand new tune from Johnny. It is Kumara Sweet. Do
you're
enjoy.
You're on the top 10. Number one, coming in fast. We'll see you soon. Sweet by Johnny on the 95 BFM top 10. That is your number three.
I like kumaras.
Yeah, me too. What's your favorite type of food that a kumara is used in? I like kumara fries with aioli.
I'd probably excuse me, like if I mash it up with a bit of tater, mash kumara and potato.
So you're making
hybrid mash.
You're making buried vegetable chop, basically.
What? Buried vegetable chop?
Yeah.
What?
So you're chopping up Your potato, you're chopping up your kumara, you're combining them.
Yes.
You're doing a 50-50.
Mashed potato and kumara.
Yeah.
It's great. It's yummy. Have you tried it?
I have never tried it. And I don't think I will, because kumara is so good by itself.
It's even better when it's paired with a yummy tater.
Yeah.
I love it. 5395.
Fascinating.
You've got 7 minutes to get in your potato themed text.
Yeah.
Will we play the number two?
Number two.
This had my vote this week, and I'm very excited to listen to it because it's a banger. It is Blood Clot by Lung. Oh yeah!
Okay.
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah!
You know what time it is. Yep. If you don't, it's the time of the number one song.
It is
on the 95 BFM Top 10. What a show we've had! Yep.
It's been excellent.
It's been so much fun.
It started off crap.
Oh, we just put the wrong song in.
Yeah,
you know, happens.
And then the conversation just went totally.
The text machine
bonkers.
Is well and truly utilized but tonight.
The texters, our listeners, I feel like they're following along.
The listeners always come in clutch with a great top 10 list every week,
yep.
And this week they've doubled up and
yep.
been amazing on the text machine. So
yep.
thank you for making the show amazing, you wonderful 95 BFM listeners. But hey, we are at that time. We're
yep.
at the number one for this week, the 11th of March. That's
yes.
actually crazy. That
yep.
is the 11th of March. But Jack, we have some important information.
Yes, voting.
How can vote.
Voting opens in 4 minutes' time. You can vote by heading to 95bfm.com/vote, or you can text in to 5395 with your favourite song from the BFM playlist.
Yes.
And the word vote.
Remember.
And one vote per person.
Yes, one vote per person, one vote per email, one vote per
yep.
text. We love to see enthusiasm for the music you hear on BFM, but
yeah.
choose wisely because you only get one vote.
Freak the Sheep is up next.
Yes, with legendary Chris Cabin.
And now it is time for
number one.
Oh, wait, there's a sting for that.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty good.
Number one for this week. It's a debutante number one.
How good. Oh, no, it's not. I'm pretty
not.
Sure it was on last week.
It was on last
yes,
week.
Last
it was last
week,
week's number five.
Jumping up 1, 2, 3, 4 spots to number one. It is the awesome TL Stamp with Miracle Mile. My name's Sam Ashton.
I'm Big J.
This is for the 95 BFM Top 10. See you next week.
See you next week. Bye bye.
BFM Top 10. Vote online at 95bfm.com/vote.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.